immediately mobilized in response to debunked Israeli allegations and provided political and armed support that has facilitated this ongoing livestream genocide, nothing is being done to hold Israel accountable for an abundance of verified and documented war crimes. What's more, crimes of sexual abuse are being altogether ignored completely. Following the ICJ advisory opinion and provisional measures, states have a moral and legal obligation to act with concrete steps of accountability. And following the latest UN General Assembly vote, there's an overwhelming majority among the international community to end the Israeli occupation and preserve the rights of self-determination and return. As long as Israel continues to enjoy impunity and preferential treatment by the international community, it will persist in committing war crimes with no consequences.
Thank you. I give the floor to Al-Haq, Law in the Service of Man.
Mr. Vice President, almost a year has passed since the start of Israel's genocide in Gaza, the peak of Zionist colonial violence. Another year added to 75 years of the ongoing Nakba, as Palestinians refer to their struggle, a deliberate, sustained campaign of erasure and replacement. To ignore and fail to act upon this reality is to contribute to the erasure of the Palestinian people and their struggle for justice and their rights to self-determination and return. Mr. Vice President,